Okay, now we'll go back to regular business under advisement. First case, please.
That is case number 10,754, Terry Steinberg.
And this is the offset to, or this is for the elevator.
Porch and elevator, yes.
I'm sorry?
Screen porch and elevator.
Yeah, screen porch and the elevator. And the gentleman did explain again, I guess a little better, the reason of it happening on the side.
Well, yeah, I understand it. It's a matter of, do they want a porch or an elevator?
Mm-hmm.
We've got 10 feet there, which is sufficient for the elevator. They've got 10 feet of porch there,
yep.
Which means they can fit the elevator. They just want the porch so they can put furniture out there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he said something in addition to the wheelchair getting around the chimney there. Also, did he say that? He said he needed 60 inches for the wheelchair to be able to go around
there. Yeah, but if the fireplace is
the
scare.
If they had the porch, it had to be 60 inches to turn around. I don't
further,
think that
longer,
had to be
yeah.
there, though, for the elevator.
He has a turning radius. On the, yeah, for the
right. I mean, if that drawing's to scale, then that fireplace isn't 5 feet. Looks like it might be a couple of feet out of the house, which means it would leave 7 feet. I mean, the way I don't, maybe I'm wrong in my understanding, but they just wanted to extend the porch so they could still have a porch on the side.
Yeah, that's why I took it.
Yeah.
They still got a porch in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would have helped if they'd had a better drawing. A little bit hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a designer, he should have been able to whip something up pretty quick.
Yeah, like maybe he can do that, just get a little better drawing for it, come back with it, or we can hold it and. What about that?
Did he say where the doors were to get in the house?
Mm-hmm.
From the side, or where the elevator's at, or in the front?
Door was in the front. If you had to put the elevator there, it'd have to be on one side or the other. Was that when that?
Yeah, or go around.
Hmm?
Is this on stilts, the house on pilings?
On pilings.
So the stairways are kind of going up, basically the second level where the front door is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the elevator must be down at the ground level then, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be, to get him up there with.
I don't see why he couldn't put it on the inside.
Well, that's where it's going.
No, instead of adding a porch to it.
Right, the elevator's going to be inside even with this addition.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The addition's not going to be the elevator. The addition
is
to allow them to have a porch once the elevator's in.
But the 5 feet they're going to lose for the elevator, he wants to add on to the porch.
Exactly.
It's actually 60 inches.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
that's
where. So the elevator's 5 feet wide?
Well, he needs that. That's what that 60 inches is, that turning radius, which is required for the wheelchair. So they're going to lose that 60 inches or 5 feet, so he wants to go ahead and extend that into the porch or get it back where he's going to be losing. Is that what he wanted to do? Uh-huh. The way I understand.
Right. They won't be.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure. That's why I wanted to run it, but so we all were
mm-hmm.
pretty well sure. That's what I got from it. Because I questioned it, and he said, well, yeah, because I need a 60-inch turning radius, which is required for all wheelchairs. So we're going to take from that what they have now for the elevator and then just ask for it back by putting it in with the porch. So, he needs.
Or he can put it that way and still, he's going to lose that much of the porch.
By taking off
the
side. Yeah, he's just going to come here.
As it is, they can put an elevator in there and have ample room.
Yes.
And he'll just lose 5 feet off. He won't really lose anything. He can put the elevator in there and be done. But what he wants to do is to put it in there, and that 5 feet he took from putting the elevator in is to gain it back. He wants to extend the porch.
Yeah.
Or to extend into the porch.
I think he put it in there, you don't need a variance at all, and then just lose that porch. But he's still got the rest of the porch.
But did he say the, did he say the dimensions of the elevator?
You know, he didn't, and I never, no, he didn't.
So, I mean, if he needs five feet, I mean, I should have asked him, construction-wise, you know, out of that 10, I guess it's 10.8 feet, uh-huh.
Ten feet.
10 feet, so the porch extent is 10 feet.
Mm-hmm. So it gives him five feet of turning radius once he's out of the elevator of 5 feet.
So 6 inches.
So the elevator frame and everything is gonna be 5 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he?
Yeah, he said that, you know, if, without the porch, they couldn't have any furniture.
Yeah.
So what they want that extension for is to put the furniture that's on the porch now out there.
Yeah, what the elevator's gonna take up, they want to gain that back.
Right.
So they're just gonna shift it down.
Move the furniture to the front of the porch.
I'm sorry?
Hang with the furniture to the front of the porch.
Well, that's, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It could do. Well, gentlemen, you want to table it and think on it, or if we're ready to vote on it, table it to our next meeting. And maybe have him bring in a little better, get some questions on the dimensions on it, and then have him get us a little better diagram or drawing on it. Would that be a...
When you consider the standards for granting a variance, which you didn't address, you know, there's nothing unique about it. It's already developed. It's, you know, it's created by the applicant. We've heard, you know, letters of opposition. They feel that we'll alter the essential character. So, you know, it'd be different if they needed that for the elevator itself.
Right.
But they don't.
But if they put it in the front, they'd have to come back in for variances too, Sue?
No.
They wouldn't?
Okay. That was my point. I think it would adversely affect the neighborhood worse if he did put it in the front than what he
does
now.
Definitely.
By the last question he answered.
That you'd ask him. Yeah, how would it?
Yeah.
How would it affect it?
You're also talking about putting an elevator in the front. You're talking about extending the porch in the front.
I have a drawing here. The elevator is going to be 4 foot 4 inches by 5 feet.
Excuse me.
Of what they're planning.
It's gonna be what?
4 foot by 5.
4 foot 4 inches by 5. There's a whole drawing of the whole.
4 foot.
Come out on the porch. 4 foot 4.
Is was that submitted with the application?
Mm-hmm. You want to see it?
Yeah. Please. Surprised he didn't bring it with him.
Yeah. This right there. Yeah.
He wants to get someone so they don't have to sit on the table.
Yeah.
Yes, it was, but it was not sent to you for some reason.
All right. Well, that's fine.
So it's going to, it's not going where I thought it was going then.
It's not what?
It's not going where I thought it was. It's going to the back of the house.
Right. Back behind the fireplace.
Right, right behind the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So it's, and it's in, on that inside corner, right?
Yep.
And the reason they're putting it on the inside corner is so they can go all the way up to the second floor.
Right. That way
it clears the roof.
Yeah.
That way, so like I said, it's not there for the elevator.
And he's still, with this elevator, he's still got enough room without adding on that porch. He may turn it.
He's got room for the elevator.
Yeah.
He just wants more. He wants,
he want the table.
They want the elevator and the porch.
Yeah.
What he's losing from there.
Right.
Yeah. That's why.
They're going to make me a little bit more.
Huh?
He's gaining a little bit more if you take it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring it forward, you would.
I mean, he's gaining a little bit more by just putting in the porch to what he had.
Yeah, I would think if they wanted to extend any porch, they could do it on the front and it wouldn't.
Look at that drawing. You said.
Wouldn't necessarily, you know, you're not talking about extending the house all the way up or anything like that.
And then he's got the 60-inch turning radius drawn here by the fireplace.
Yeah, so it's required for a wheelchair.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's showing that with the furniture in there, he's going to still leave a 60-inch radius to turn the wheelchair around with.
But this is the addition.
This is the addition, and there's the furniture. So it doesn't, you know, that addition doesn't facilitate any part of the elevator. It facilitates that table and chairs.
But if you take away the addition with the turning radius he's talking about, the livable space of that porch is significantly decreased.
True. I agree.
As far as the utilization of a porch.
But it looks to me like that table and chairs doesn't fit in there anyway with the fireplace.
But I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, from this line to the...
Oh, it increases it. There's the existing line.
Right.
Okay, so there'll actually have more than...
He's getting more.
Yeah, this will actually be moved over.
But now he's still going to get more.
He'll have more space to turn a wheelchair around there without that table and chairs there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm thinking in terms of utilization of a porch that's already there. And the owner being...
taken away.
The owner being confined to a wheelchair eventually. And, you know, with that there, there's not much, I wouldn't think there's much space here to be able to
utilize it.
No, that's true.
That's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Be able to utilize it once the wheelchair, the elevator's in there.
But he's still got the front porch, though. That porch wraps around to the front. Right?
There's a door. It's
door
separate.
Separate.
So you have to go through a door to get into it.
So the front porch is basically
a
landing for the front door.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's two different porches then.
Yes.
Okay.
So if he takes the elevator out and come out of the elevator in his wheelchair, he's on this porch. The other one's a door between it to the front. They're two separate ones. That's why with the elevator, he needs that extension. So when they come out, they got that table and chair. They got to put it somewhere so it comes out with the elevator. If they're using that, or him, or whoever, whichever one it was. That was the purpose of it. Or it's for the lady.
So
she can utilize the elevator and a wheelchair and that porch. The other one they can utilize too if she goes to the other side of the house. Comes out,
so the elevator goes to the first floor and the second floor then?
It has to. You got to get up there. Yeah, it's just going to be for upstairs.
So it's going to stop at the first floor?
Yeah.
It actually probably goes all the way down the ground level.
Right, yeah,
comes
down
up,
the ground.
Comes up to the first and then up
and
to
then
the
stop.
Second.
Mm-hmm. You can stop and get out.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the second floor.
Right.
Looks like they want to extend the porch area so they'll actually have more.
Oh, whatever the movability.
More space.
Movability with the wheelchair.
So that 5 foot of cantilevered porch will be roofed also, right? So
yeah, we'll top the elevator
out, correct? But he said something about a dormer on that side.
Happy to cover the elevator.
No, the elevator's inside the existing roof.
I guess it's
shed. They're gonna shed dormer out over that new porch.
Porch. I thought the dormer was going over the elevator shaft, but it's gonna be inside anyway. Right.
Mm-hmm. So he's not building a dormer for the elevator.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought until I see that drawing. Now he's not.
He's going to build a dormer for the...
So the dormer he was talking about was the shed dormer.
Shed dormer for the porch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, we need to get him to draw it a little bit better than we can. We can take a look at it.
Okay. Huh?
Yeah. I think what Rick has is what they're planning.
Yeah, this shows you here the hip.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the front. There's a dormer. This is hipped on the side, which is right here. So when they extend this porch, this section right here out this way, then they're gonna have to come off of this roof, tie into this roof with the roof that comes out over the shed.
So that's the proposed right there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So John, that porch, your point right up to the top, it doesn't wrap around?
It sure looks like it.
It's built in, it does, but it, but.
It just is separated and has a door.
With a screen, it's probably screened.
Yeah.
And so, so it's.
I don't know why it's separated that way, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got a full open porch here.
Yeah.
And it's, this is, in other words, this is, this section right here is the addition.
The hip, yeah.
Right, and then, so this is the existing home, and everything is under this hip roof here and here. They wanna add this section right in here.
Is all.
Front porch is sectioned off from the side porch.
Yes. It's an entryway. Steps going up to it. It'd be like, you know, a lot of Cape Cod's at a ground level, and they have a porch across the front.
I personally don't have a problem with it.
I don't.
Myself.
I don't. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
Favor of.
In favor of. Mr. Workman?
I don't know.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I think, I think the condition with the wheelchair makes it unique in a sense, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I don't, I don't see where it changes a whole lot from the existing, in that with the plan, it shows a large table and chairs that wouldn't fit in that porch anyway. So I think that the reason for the, I could understand if the need for the request was to facilitate the elevator, then I could, you know, appreciate needing, you know, the applicant needing the variance. But in my opinion, it facilitates just more outdoor space for the applicant.
Okay.
I mean, it's obvious to me that, you know, the proposed table and chair isn't in there now.
And I don't have a problem with it.
The question that I have too, I mean, Susan said it's blocked off. I mean, they can take that down. I guess I meant just one complete porch, right? Just a screen?
Either way, they got 10 feet of width, front and side. Okay?
Yeah.
This is going to give them 15 feet of width to facilitate the table and chairs, not the elevator.
Has anybody looked at it?
Huh?
Has anybody looked at it? Did you look at the place?
Have you all looked at it? You want to take a look at it then? You want to table then to our next regular meeting?
I'd like to look at it.
Okay. All right, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we table case number 10,754 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, next case.